Now, every Christmas we hear the same festive music over and over again, sometimes for the good, sometimes for the bad, be it on radio and TV or in the shops. I often think of the shop assistants, people working there who are listening to the same CD over and over again. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas is number one in the US charts at the moment, 25 years after its first release. So if you want to avoid the cliche Christmas tunes, we hope we have selected some of those which will get you in the festive spirit but not be earworms that will have you screaming as you do the last piece of Christmas shopping. In McGlynn, Kate Brennan Harding with me in studio. Let's start. In fact, we were talking about John Williams. He used this in Home Alone. So let's have a listen to Carol of the Bells. Carol of the Bells there, the first of our Christmas music choices. And that was your choice, in fact, Kate Brennan Harding. Was it,
yes.
Was it Home Alone? Because that's where it was used and that's where that version is from, the soundtrack.
Completely, yeah.
Was it that sent you in the direction of this tune originally?
Yeah, completely, because that was, I think, probably the first time I paid attention to it. And I love that scene in Home Alone. It's he's basically in the church. He's made friends with the neighbour who was scaring him. And he suddenly realises, I have to run home. And he says the line, what does he say? He says, this is my house, I have to defend it when he gets in. So it's like really dramatic. And, you know, I remember going to watch it as a kid and just being like totally in love with that piece of music.
It's of Ukrainian origin.
It is, yeah. And it's got a really interesting story in that it was composed in 1914. And if there's Ukrainians listening, please excuse my pronunciation, Mykola Leontovich. And it was originally a Ukrainian chant that he put together. It's thought that it was, well, it's about bountiful glad tidings and New Year's. And back before the Christian calendar, there was New Year's was celebrated in April in Ukraine. So basically what they did was this song came out and they celebrated the bountiful New Year that was coming from the swallow going into the living room. That's pretty much it. It's kind
and
of mad.
The American lyrics then came later on.
Yeah, so over 20 years later.
And was there kind of some kind of reaction to the Great Depression? Was that part of
the
English lyrics?
Yeah, exactly. It was part of it. Well, basically, there was a radio composer, a radio worker in NBC, and he basically decided that he could hear the song and he wanted to put something of great importance to the lyrics. So all he could hear was bells like lots and lots of bells. And then he put the Christmas lyrics to it, and then it became Christmas song.
And it became Carol of the Bells.
Yeah.
You're bringing us into a very traditional, in the classical music sense, in McGlynn, in terms of your first choice. There's only one ballet for Christmas, really, isn't there?
Well, really, there is. It's the Nutcracker. And if you're not overly familiar with it, you'll definitely know some of the tunes because they just pop up everywhere, you know.
Even particularly the characteristic dances, you know, there's a section where basically the dancers of Dishon, dolls of Dishon and toys of Dishon nationalities come out and do a characteristic dance.
Yeah, and it's all these kind of different influences and different kind of worldly sweets that come and dance for Clara. So basically the story is this little girl, Clara Stahlbaum, she gets a nutcracker. She was delighted with a nutcracker, I will add. She gets a nutcracker as a present on Christmas Eve, and she goes down during the night when everyone's left and the house is dark and quiet. She goes down to the Christmas tree to check on the nutcracker, falls asleep under the tree, and then she has this magical, fantastical dream where all these creatures creatures, the Nutcracker comes to life. She shrinks
down to
size.
What do you mean comes to life? It's like Toy Story. They just sleep when the children are
yes,
awake.
Absolutely.
Yeah, maybe it's not a dream.
She just caught him up doing the hoovering, maybe. Yeah. And so they battle a Mouse King and they meet all the various sweets and the Sugar Plum Fairy and all the rest of it.
The one you've chosen for us is the Russian dance, the Trepak. And I mean, this when I hear this, the bells again make it the sound of Christmas. Far more bells, and it's really only at the end there that we get the shaking tambourine, which is the sound of the bells. And you made it, that's the Trepak from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite, the Russian dance. You made a connection with John Williams and Home Alone as we were listening there.
With the Home Alone, well, initially I thought that was used in Home Alone, and it wasn't, but there's a very similar sounding, shall we say, excerpt in Home Alone when they do the mad dash for the airport.
Than what you said when we were listening.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I consulted with the lawyers before I came in tonight.
So it's a similar sounding tune.
An homage, shall we say.
Right. Yeah. how beautifully put. Now, you've come up with something very recent. I think I remember this. Is it just last year that the Lost Brothers came up with this tune, or is it a couple of years ago?
It's last year.
Last year,
they released 7 days before Christmas, and it was part of a Christmas EP called Keep Christmas at the Heart. And I think it sounds very Johnny Cash style. Mm. They wanted to go down the Bing Crosby 60s kind of schmaltz style. But for me, when I listen to it, I definitely hear Johnny Cash. I love it. I think it's really, really catchy. It's got a gorgeous little video to go along with it as well. And basically, Usheen and Mark said they wanted to create a 60s-style Christmas feel. They got Steve Wickham from the Water Boys in, and he did the strings. And they got Paul Brianard, who works with Eels and M. Ward, and he did the brass. So it's just a lovely little package, which I think, you know, supporting Irish music, there were so many people sent me on my tweets, sent me Irish music, and this one has been my favourite since last year.
And the EP was Keep Christmas at the Heart, and the song is
Seven Days Before Christmas.
Yeah. Let's listen. Ba 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 ba. 7 days before Christmas, I can't believe you're gone. 7 days before Christmas, I can't believe I'm alone. Six days before Christmas, I'm planning my comeback. 6 days before Christmas, I think that I'm on track. Five days before Christmas, I've finally tracked you down. Five days before Christmas, I hear you're living out of town. Four days before Christmas, and I've bought the ring. Days before Christmas, I know love will win. There we go, the Lost Brothers. And if you want to find out what happens in the end, then you're going to have to go and find the whole track of 7 Days Before Christmas. And that the choice of Kate Brennan Harding for us. We're looking at some Christmas music as this week really brings us up to the season itself. I have admitted this before. I don't really get why O Holy Night is such a popular Christmas carol. I just don't see why it works.
I suppose it's the build. I mean, it starts, well, it depends on who's singing it, but...
Maybe that's the why.
Yeah.
I've heard it sung badly too many times.
Yeah, and it's, you know, Manny's parish choir, I'm sure, will take it on and do, you know, some do very fine jobs.
It does demand a lot from the voice.
Yeah, it is a big sing. But, you know, from all the years I'm working through kind of request programmes and that on Lyric FM, it is overwhelmingly the one that people want to hear. And they specifically want to hear Leontine Price.
Which is the one that you've chosen. It's the same too, because Ronan Collins does, you know, different versions of O Holy Night right up until the end of the season. And it's all, people are always waiting on the Leontine Price version.
And I think it's just the one recording as well that you did, I think, in 1960. It still sounds really fresh, I think, you know.
So it works. It does. The Leontine Price and the carol both work for you.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
There you go. I'm in a minority of one. And I think I probably am in a total minority of one in that case.
Yeah,
yeah. Let's have a listen. Yeah, even I'm not, you're not with me, Kate, either. Okay. Leontine Price with O Holy Night. I might have to revise, because actually you as we were listening to that, Ian McGlynn, you kind of made me listen in a different way, which she was this big dramatic soprano, but it is quite pared back when you listen.
It's a very easy sound she has, even when she just goes up to those big high notes, and she just does it effortlessly, you know. So
I will listen to the full 4 minutes and 30 seconds with open ears at a later date, and maybe I can persuade myself. Okay, Ian McGlynn and Kate Brennan-Harding still with me. Your next choice, I'm just going to play it and we can talk about it afterwards. The Chieftains. Great sound,
this. It's perfect.
The Wren, the Wren, he's the king of all birds. On St. Stephen's Day, he got caught in the fur. So it's up with the kettle and it's down with the pan. Won't you give us a penny for to bury the Wren? Hop and bop and diddle it out, dit and daddle, dit and daddle, and dit and daddle, and diddle it up, dit and diddle long. Hop down, diddle out, diddle it up, dit and daddle, dip and dup and diddle it up, dit and daddle, diddle long. Well, it's Christmas time, that's why we're here. Please be good enough to give us an ear, for we'll sing and we'll dance if you give us a chance, and we won't be coming back for another whole year. Hop and bop and fiddle it up, hop and dap and fiddle it up, a doot and bap and fiddle it up, a doot and dap and bum. Hop and bop and fiddle it up, hop and bop and doodle up, and doot and bap and fiddle it up, dum da da doodle dum. We'll play Kerry Ball, cause they're real hot stuff. We'll play the Mason's Apron and the Pinch of Snuff. John Maroney's Jig and the Donegal Reel. Music made to put a spring in your heel. Hop and bop and fiddle it up, hop bop and diddle dat and diddle dap and diddle dap and diddle dap and dum. Hop bop and diddle up, diddle dap and diddle dap and diddle dap and diddle dap and diddle dum, diddle dum.
The Wren and the First from the Chieftains. Your choice, Kate. It's very easy to why you would choose that. It's more of a St. Stephen's Day thing. Did you grow up with the Wren, or did you hear about the Wren boys coming around?
I heard about the Wren boys coming around because my mum and her brothers, like they would, like she would often talk about her brothers down in Castledermot getting right. dressed up
down
and going out.
Is that Kerry? Yeah,
County Kildare.
County Kildare. Oh, sorry, Peggy.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of in Kerry.
Because, well, the Wren is huge in Kerry, you know. But yeah, so I grew up kind of listening to stories about them and being fascinated by it, simply because I thought, you know, it's a bit macabre, and there's like various different stories around why they go around to do with the Wren, like whether it's Cromwell or whether it's men being taken into the sea.
You would have grown up and seen it a lot. You grew up in Limerick.
In around the city. Yeah, my dad used to do it every year in some very fine looking outfits. He'd leave the house in, you'd be hiding behind the couch. they used to do it. They do it for charity, and it was somewhere between going out in the Wren and kind of 12 pubs at Christmas.
halfway between the two, right?
Yes.
Benjamin Britten is your next choice, Ian.
Yes, this is very lovely. And this is actually a suggestion from two of my wonderful colleagues on Lyric. His Ceremony of Carols. I didn't know it all that well before I started taking a proper listen to it. And it's the music is gorgeous, but the story behind it's really interesting as well. Benjamin Britten fled the UK in 1939 because of the war, but then he had a pang of homesickness in 1942 and he decided to go back. So he took a ship and it stopped off in Nova Scotia on the way, and he hopped off and got his hands on a book of medieval English carols, poems, I think, actually, pardon, not carols. And so on the journey home, he set them to music.
And this is one of those Bullaloo. I think I dropped a syllable in the naming of that piece from Benjamin Britten's A Ceremony of Carols, Bolalaloo or Balulaloo. all of the syllables practically in there. Beautiful piece. You were saying just as we were listening to that, Kate, because it was Ian's choice, but you said you don't know that we actually talk enough about the importance of carols. Why are they so important to you?
To me, like just associate going back to when I was a kid, and you know, whether you were going to mass. Now I'm not religious anymore, but like I still need to hear Silent Night. I still need to hear some of the carols to make it feel like Christmas for me. And I like going to church and hearing a good carol singer. I like hearing the church songs. And
In fact, you're bringing us back to your 5-year-old self with your final choice.
Yes, I am. I chose The Little Drummer Boy. I was in the Nativity, and I just remember having to hit a little drum. Very specifically listening to this. And
so you were the little drummer boy, or you had to play the drum for the little drummer boy?
You had to play the drum, yeah, exactly. Right. And I didn't listen to the lyrics properly until I was a little bit older, and they always kind of made me cry.
Yeah,
because
you
know.
Okay, here
you're
off you go, and I'll get your tissues out.
Yes, I will.
And your drum, hit it on time now.
I will. Thank you.
Beautiful little version of the drummer boy there. You were telling us a much better story about how you ended up playing the drums, Kate.
Yeah, I refused to be Mary. And I basically wanted to be Joseph. And the baby used as baby Jesus was my doll. And so in order to keep me happy, I had to have a role. And that was it. It was playing the drum.
You've brought us into something that was supposed to be very rough, I think, was how the requirement asked of the musicians here in McGlynn, your final choice, the Charlie Brown.
Yes. Well, I love, this is my go-to soundtrack. This is my go-to Christmas soundtrack. It's on the whole. If you've visitors coming over, you don't know what to put on, pop on Charlie Brown Christmas. You will not go wrong.
And is this rough or is this kind of smoothish rough? Loungy rough?
In terms of the singing?
Yeah.
No, they wanted it to sound like, I think, a group of kids came caroling just up to your front door. So it's not quite all together. They didn't want a choir. They wanted a group of kids singing.
All right.
Gorgeous.
Charlie Brown Christmas is here. Christmas time is here. If a bunch of children come up caroling to my door like that, my hands will go deep into my pockets.
Great. Maybe not overly practiced, but rehearsed, I'm sure.
So from the soundtrack to the Charlie Brown movie, was that
The one, again, from the 60s, the 1965 Charlie Brown Christmas.
All right. Ian McGlynn and Kate Brennan-Harding with some delicious Christmas music for us this evening.